I was wondering if I can get your number by any chance. What about you?
You want my number, babe?
Yeah.
I'm the second option.
Well?
I Am the Second Option Guy is just a clear win. Women better get used to this. Welcome to the new era where nice men reject modern women without hesitation. After years of disrespect and games, men are finally flipping the script. No simping, no begging, just clean rejection. Tables turn, deal with it.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to open the door.
Oh man, well you're gonna be waiting quite a long time, unfortunately.
The whole princess treatment era is dead, and women killed it themselves. You can't scream independence, demand equality, and then expect men to bend over backwards for chivalry. That guy driving away instead of catering to her, that's the new standard. Men are done being doormats while getting zero respect in return. You wanted to be strong and independent, so congrats. Now open your own doors.
Honestly, you're so mature, it's actually embarrassing.
All right, cool, but...
Next.
Strong.
Anyway,
I know.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm the second choice like 3 times, innit, so...
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
He said... Say that again.
What did he
go
say?
Go on, what? Jess, what did he say?
Go on, say it.
I said you're the one that's been second choice like 3 times, Jenny, so...
She's first choice now, like, Baba.
Yes, she is.
Honestly, f*** you, Kieran, generally.
You wish.
Well, your thing is, it's tit for tat. People give it and people take it, so it is what it is. You give it, you've got to be able to take it. Sometimes people say things that aren't very nice.
I'm not being funny, she's crying. Woo!
The hypocrisy is unreal. These women will clown men, call them losers, second choices, and laugh like it's comedy night. But the moment a man flips the mirror and humbles them, suddenly it's tears, shaky voices, and that wasn't very nice. Please, spare us the victim act. You can dish it but can't take it. And that's exactly why men stop playing these games. Respect goes both ways, and if you can't handle the heat, stop throwing fire.
Any conspiracy theories that you've heard, like, or seen on the internet that you think that could be true?
That God's on you.
Bruh, she didn't even bother denying it. Just silence, like the truth hit way too hard. That's the beauty of this new era. Men aren't sugarcoating, they're dropping raw facts without caring if women feel bad. No validation, no pandering, just reality, and it's glorious.
There's a new movement happening, and it's not loud, it's silent, it's quiet, but it's powerful. Good men are walking away, not from responsibility, not from love, but from modern women. You can call them bitter, you can call them insecure. But call them smart. Today I'm giving you 7 raw, unapologetic reasons why good men are rejecting modern women. And ladies, if you're wise, you'll listen before it's too late. No pandering, no sugarcoating, just facts that your favorite YouTubers can't afford to tell you, because if they did, their grift would be exposed. Reason number 1. The risk far outweighs the rewards. Good men have watched the world turn relationships into traps. You get married and risk losing half. You have kids and risk losing access to them. You build a legacy and risk watching it split in family court. Meanwhile, she gets the house, the child support, the sympathy, half the pension, and sometimes that new lawnmower you had to buy yourself on your own damn birthday. Modern women love to say, if you love me, you'd marry me. But men are saying, if you love me, you wouldn't threaten my peace. Ladies, just because there's no marriage contract between us does not mean men do not love you. Our love is not contingent upon a document being signed. There is no sudden boost of love when the certificate is signed. Men actually get a sudden sense of fear. And men are not afraid of marriage. It's the woman within the marriage. It's the system that works as a force field around her, because she can flip the script and wreck his life with just a signature and a false accusation. So what do men do? They say hell no. Not to love, but to emotional and financial suicide.
Women better wake up and get straight, because men aren't playing this rigged game anymore. The bluff's been called, the contract's exposed, and the risk isn't worth it. Keep the entitlement and the threats, but don't expect loyalty on demand. Men are choosing peace over chaos. Adjust or get dumped.
So, I think you're very attractive.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you if you're single.
I am single.
You are single?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I'm just focusing on work right now.
So you wouldn't have time to put a lady in your life?
Not the way I would want to.
What's that way? What's the way you want to?
I would want to be able to make her a priority. I don't think I can do that right now.
So you're not scared of like missing out on the right girl? Let's say you meet me today and you think I'm the right girl, and you're not going to talk to me because you don't have really a lot of time like to meet me, so you're not going to talk to me at all?
Well, if you're the right girl, but I treat you wrong because I don't necessarily have the time to devote to you that I wanted to, then I don't think I would do either of us a good service.
That sounds really good. Usually guys are not like that. They kind of lie and they kind of act like, oh no, I have time for you, and then once they get what they want, they just kind of like disappear.
Yeah, I just wouldn't get involved. I don't think I'll be able to.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. You have kids?
Nope.
You want kids?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, that sounds good.
Real man, priorities straight, respectful.
Woman is the prize.
Men are the prize because men have to bring way more to the table than women do to get a relationship. So therefore, we are the prize.
No.
Absolutely.
No, that's not true.
Do you find most men attractive or unattractive?
Unattractive.
So would it be fair to say that you're picky?
Yes, very.
Okay. So if you find that guy, would it be fair to say that he's probably in the top 1 or 2% of men?
Mm-hmm.
By definition, he's the prize.
She just can't process the reality that men are the real prize now. For decades, women thought simply existing made them valuable. But the game flipped. Men bring the status, stability, and resources that actually build a life. Modern men are done bowing. If she can't grasp that, she'll stay confused and single.
There's like this huge problem that I've been noticing in the dating world. The good, respectful men, the men with boundaries, will not approach women because they're trying to respect their boundaries. And it is true that biologically speaking, women are far more attuned to subtleties, like body language subtleties, than men. So a lot of times, women will actually be giving off clues and cues that they want to be approached, but it's more of like they're trying to give off a vibe or something, and the man has no idea. What ends up happening is that it's the men with no boundaries, or that don't respect boundaries, or the narcissists or the creeps that end up approaching the woman, and then the women in my life complain that it's only the creeps that approach them, when it's really we women need to be giving off way more intense.
This whole give clearer clues nonsense is exactly why men are checking out. First it's be subtle, then it's be obvious, then it's don't be too forward, but don't be too shy. It's an endless maze of contradictions that only serve women's shifting moods. Men aren't playing that game anymore. Respectful men aren't clueless. They're just done. Done with reading invisible signs. Done with guessing games. Done with being told they're wrong no matter what. Women's expectations are a moving target, and the only winning move is walking away.
So you married?
I'm going through a divorce.
What happened with that?
Basically, my husband stopped meeting my expectations.
What you mean?
When I met him, when I met my husband, I told him what I expect from a man. The number one rule with being with me is you have to provide. I won't settle for anything less. So my husband ended up losing his job. He came home and he told me, I'm like, okay, cool. All right, so a month went by. And he looked for me to pay the bills. Who paid what bills? So I was going to consider it if he gave me the money back for paying the bills. And he told me no. He felt like he shouldn't have to do that. What do you mean? When I told you, as a man, I expect you to provide. Under no circumstances will I ever touch
you. I don't ever slow up. No, I don't take shit. I got no love for that. the fake news. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement.
Hey, what I got? Now I see what I got. You.
And he lived happily ever after. This is exactly why men are bailing out of marriage. She flat out admitted her husband wasn't a partner, he was a wallet. The moment he lost his job, the love died, the respect vanished, and the mask slipped. Imagine standing by a man when it's convenient, then bolting the second real-life hit. And she has the audacity to call him childish? No. The childish one is the grown woman who thinks, "I'll never touch bills," is a flex. Men, take notes. To women like this, you're not a husband. You're a paycheck. Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.